how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 44 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. It's freezing. I'm in the woods. It's the middle of January. Very cold day here, so I'm going to try to finish this episode before I freeze to death. This episode, I'm going to talk about economics, really, and how governments destroy economies, and basically how the Democrats are the best at that, I think. And, you know, Republicans certainly aren't immune to the stupidity that wrecks economies, but the Democrats are the ones who really double down on all the stupid stuff. And it's because Democrats are big fans of big government. And Republicans, we need to present ourselves as better for the economy. I think most polls indicate that the voters generally think that Republicans are better for the economy. But we need to be able to explain exactly why. Why are Republicans better for the economy? So, but first of all, I think we need to take a step back and just look at GDP. GDP growth is a big metric that politicians use to measure, you know, how good they are on the economy or how strong the economy is. And so you have to understand how GDP is calculated. GDP, gross domestic product, it is calculated by adding G plus C plus I, plus or minus the balance of trade. So you got G is government spending, C is consumer spending, I is investment or business spending. So all a politician or a political party has to do to boost GDP is increase G, increase government spending. Then you just add that to the C plus the I, and you've got, oh look, GDP is higher. Oh wow, aren't we good for the economy? Vote for us, we're good for the economy. Look how strong the economy is. But where did they get the money? They just made it up. They just printed it out of thin air, or they borrowed it. You're gonna have to pay it back later. So it's a scam, it's a con. So, you know, once you understand how GDP is calculated, you can spot that con really easily. So I think that's the first thing that everybody needs to think about. But let's go back to how Democrats destroy economies. Really, they create giant parasitic bureaucracies that suck the life out of your business, out of your economy, out of your life, if you're a family. They, you know, so much of the money that you earn goes to bureaucrats who make rules for and at every level of government, and goes to compliance costs. You know, so you have these businesses out there spending a ton of money to comply with these regulations, and so they're paying taxes, plus they're paying compliance costs. So it's taxes and regulations. Basically, that, you know, that's what Republicans always say. We say we're for lower taxes and we're for fewer regulations. And let's just talk about taxes for a second. Now, if you own a business, if you have a store, and you pay taxes, well, what do you want for those taxes? You want a street so customers can get to your store. You want a sidewalk that is well lit so your customers can find the store, and you want police who will arrest someone who comes and steals from you or one of your customers, you know, so you have safety. You want a fire department so that you've got, obviously, put the fires out if there's a fire in your store. So if you're paying your taxes and you're getting all of those things, you're going to think, well, okay, yeah, I'm getting good money, good value for my taxes. But if you're paying taxes and most of that money goes toward a bunch of bureaucrats that are just shuffling paper around in some city hall somewhere, some government building somewhere, or if the political party that runs your town is taking your money and giving it to a bunch of people who aren't doing anything, they're just staying home on welfare and they're not working, but they're voting for Democrats, you know, then you're gonna say, like, well, wait a minute, I want, and especially if the government is neglecting all of the stuff that they're supposed to be doing with that money, the roads and the sidewalks and the street lights and the police and the fire department. You know, when they neglect all the good stuff and just do the stuff that benefits them, paying themselves. They pay themselves really well. They give themselves good benefits and pensions, and then they pay a bunch of people to vote for them. They're just buying votes. Well, that's what Republicans complain about. We want our tax dollars to be used productively and beneficially for in return for services to the taxpayers, right? So that's, you know, Democrats are always saying, oh, government needs more money. Government has to get more money. We need more money. That's because the Democrats are, like I've said, they worship government. They're government worshipers, and they want government to be bigger and bigger and bigger, and a bigger, bigger government needs more money. And that means higher taxes. And what does that do? It drives the taxpayers out. It stifles economic activity. It makes it harder for new businesses to start up. And so there's taxes, then there's also regulations. Okay, do you think a Democrat will ever utter the words, you know what? I think we have enough regulations. I don't think we need any more regulations. No. Are you crazy? No. Democrats, a Democrat would never say those words, because Democrats are, like I've said, government worshipers. More government is always good. If you're in the private sector, they hate you. They think you're greedy and rotten and corrupt and selfish, and you need to be taxed and you need to be regulated, or else you're going to cheat your customers. And so they always want more regulations. All they do is advocate for more and more and more regulations, and they can never get enough regulations. And all those regulations increase regulatory compliance costs for everybody in the economy. And that's why, you know, if you're wondering why prices keep going up, one of the reasons, regulatory compliance costs. They just keep going up because Democrats keep passing more and more and more regulations. And some Republicans are on board with that. And we need to not be on board with that. So all of this, you know, and those regulations, they create this economy where the businesses are no longer trying to please the customers. They're just trying to please the regulators. And that gets into the central planning end of things, where the economy becomes inefficient. It lacks innovation. You get more homogeneity. Everybody's doing the same thing. You get less choice, and it also drives out the smaller competitors. You know, regulations. The big businesses love regulations because they can afford the regulatory compliance costs. The big corporations, they already have armies of lawyers and accountants and so they can navigate the regulations. It's the small competitors that can't survive and that die. You know, if you're wondering why small businesses are getting crushed in America, well, I mean, just look at the pandemic. Look at the pandemic. They shut down governments, mostly Democrat governments, shut down all the small businesses and let all the big businesses like Walmart and Target and Home Depot keep going, keep staying open. And the small businesses had to shut down and go on welfare with money and getting paid with their own money, essentially. Remember, welfare is just your money being given back to you if you ever pay taxes. So you know, the Republicans need to be able to make these arguments and just talk about how, well, the difference between us and the Democrats is the Democrats believe in big government. They create parasitic, oppressive bureaucracies that suck the resources, the money, the energy out of an economy, and they crush economies like this. This is why you see places where Democrats are in charge crumbling, like Baltimore and Chicago and New York and LA, and these places where everybody is just so overburdened with regulations and taxes. What ends up happening is people, you create poverty, and then that poverty leads people to crime. So you get crime, and then if the police are not allowed to actually do anything about the crime because Democrats are Marxists who think that, well, if you're a criminal, you're obviously you're poor and oppressed, so you can do whatever you want. You're okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and rob. If you want to rob somebody, go ahead. Yeah, it's okay. We're not gonna punish you for that because we know you're poor and oppressed. But you, the government, the Democrats, you're the ones who made them poor. You caused the whole problem. So, you know, Republicans need to be the party of basics. Government should do the basics. We're fine with paying taxes as long as our taxes are used for the basics. Roads and bridges and the street lights and the sidewalks and the police and the fire department and national security. Border security is kind of a part of national security. You know, we need to be the party that is, and if you can deal with regulation simply with a system of law and order where people are allowed to sue. You know, if I buy a cell phone and it blows up after 5 minutes, I should be able to sue because I should be able to sue the company that gave me this, that sold me the cell phone, because I have a reasonable expectation that this cell phone isn't going to blow up after 5 minutes. That's very reasonable. You know, a friend of mine once said that the one word that describes our entire legal system should be reasonable. Reasonable. You know, if you drive a car off a lot and the wheels fall off 10 minutes later, you have a reasonable expectation. You bought that car, you have a reasonable expectation that car isn't, that the wheels aren't going to fall off 5 minutes after you buy it. So we need to be the party that points all this out. We need to be the party of reasonable. The government should do the reasonable things, and we can deal with regulations by simply having a reasonable expectation of what that product is. If I give you $5 for a hamburger, and it turns out that this hamburger is dog meat, well then, I have a reasonable expectation that this hamburger is not going to be dog meat, so I should be able to sue you. I should be able to get my money back or whatever, or punish, you know, that's when the government gets involved. But see, the Democrats are very, preventative. They want to throw a wet blanket over everybody just in case you do something wrong. So, all right, well, that's it. As the sun comes out here, if you like this podcast, give me some ratings on iTunes and go to Podbean. You can message me on Podbean, and I will see you next time on episode 45. All right, bye-bye.